The believer must be a faithful servant. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. Matthew chapter 24 verse 45-46, 48, 50 The servant who had received the 5 talents came and presented 5 more. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. The servant who had received the 2 talents also came and said, Master, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Matthew chapter 25, 20-23. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning. Then you will be like servants waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can open the door for him at once. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds on watch when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve and will have them recline at the table, and he himself will come and wait on them. Even if he comes in the 2nd or 3rd watch of the night and finds them alert, those servants will be blessed. But understand this, if the homeowner had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect. Lord, said Peter, are you addressing this parable to us, or to everyone else as well? And the Lord answered, Who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their portion at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. Luke chapter 12, 35-44. The believer must not become slothful. But and if that servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the menservants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke chapter 12 verse 45-47 Finally, the servant who had received the 1 talent came and said, Master, I knew that you are a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what belongs to you. You wicked, lazy servant, replied his master. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you should have deposited my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received it back with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And throw that worthless servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 25, 24-30. This is really important. You have to know this. The words of Jesus are unmistakably clear. The believer must be a faithful and wise servant, watchful, fruitful, and actively engaged in the work of the kingdom until the master returns. Faithfulness is not measured by position, but by obedience, doing what the master has commanded, in season and out of season. Whether entrusted with much or little, the true servant proves faithful by laboring with what has been given, expecting the return of Christ at any moment. But the warning is just as strong. Negligence, slothfulness, and spiritual apathy are not neutral, they are rebellion. The servant who delays, excuses himself, or hides what has been entrusted will face severe judgment. Jesus calls such a one, wicked, lazy, and worthless. It is not merely a loss of reward, but a forfeiture of place in the kingdom, with eternal consequences. The faithful servant lives ready. He watches, works, and waits, not in fear, but in reverent joy, longing to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Now is the time to rise in faithfulness, serve with diligence, and live with urgency, before the master comes."